March is Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month, and today we're going to have a discussion about MS. Joining us this morning is Beth, who is involved with the Multiple Sclerosis Support Group and is here to give us some information. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. And explain, what is MS?
MS is a disease of the central nervous system that interrupts the flow of information between the brain and the body.
And how does it manifest itself? I imagine it's different for different people, correct?
It's different for everyone. You might have numbness. Dizziness, headaches, fatigue, vision problems, stiffness, back pain, emotional changes, depression, walking difficulties, and cognitive changes.
And this is similar. It sounds like it could be similar to many different diseases or conditions. So how is it diagnosed? How is it known, I guess, specifically that it's MS as opposed to something else?
It is difficult to diagnose because it could be many other things. They diagnose using neurologic exam, medical history, MRI, evoked potentials, which is the time it takes for nerves to respond to stimulation, lumbar puncture. That covers the major areas.
And I imagine some people have more severe condition than others. For some, it's quite debilitating, and others, it seems, could potentially be living with it and not having too many difficulties. Is that correct?
Yes. There are four major patterns of MS. Relapsing remitting, secondary progressive, primary progressive, and progressive relapsing. I have benign MS.
And what does that mean?
It's a long-term absence of symptoms with no functional impairment, 15 years after the onset of the disease. So I was diagnosed in 2005, and if I have no increased dysfunction for 15 years, it is then officially benign MS.
And so, but you do have some sort of symptoms because obviously you went to get tested or figure it out. So it, does that mean it benign means it won't get worse? Or what does that exactly mean?
There's no guarantees on that. The symptoms I had and still have are was mainly numbness in the left side of my body. I also have some balance issues. If I trip over something, I have trouble regaining my balance and I fall. I have some cognitive problems. Those are mainly my major symptoms. MS, when you have MS, lesions form on the brain and the spine, and your dysfunction is associated with where those lesions are. And mine are on the right side of the brain and the cervical spine And so my numbness is on the left side.
Interesting. And you just sort of felt certain symptoms and sought help. And how long did it take to figure out that it was MS? I imagine that wasn't easy.
Well, my major symptom was numbness. I had seen my doctor at the time, and he did a neurologic exam and then ordered an MRI, and that was it. there were the lesions don't stay in a certain state. They heal. And so it leaves scarring, which is the sclerosis part. The lesions are like a hardening, and so that describes the sclerosis part. They heal, and new ones form.
But you have that scar tissue that causes issues, I imagine.
It kind of like... You have this dysfunction, whatever it might be, and you have the scars. When they heal, they don't really go back to the original state. That tissue does not go back to the original state. And so you have this remaining dysfunction.
And what kind of treatments are available to help with MS? I imagine things have improved over the years, I would think, it seems, in the medical world, but this is a tricky disease, so...
Well, they're finding new treatments all the time. They treat flare-ups, attacks for those people who have relapsing, remitting, secondary, primary. They treat the attacks. There are also therapies, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and pretty much manage the symptoms. Now, however, more medications are coming out. Some chemotherapy drugs are used. All of the medications up until about maybe 5 years ago, maybe not that long, were injectable, IV or you gave yourself injections. Now we have some oral medications. My treatment is I take large doses of vitamin D. That is my treatment because I have benign MS. So that seems to do it for me.
Very interesting. And I know many people are deficient in vitamin D. Has that been linked to MS?
Yes.
So yes. Good information to get out there and to have your vitamin D checked and perhaps up your amount you're taking.
Also, vitamin B12 is another deficiency that might have an impact on MS.
Okay. And if anyone out there has a question, I'd hate to put you on the spot, Beth. Hope you can answer them. Or if you have a comment, maybe you yourself are living with MS or you have a relative. If you have any advice or thoughts, you can give us a call, 225-9655 or 1-800-557-5723. And is this something that's genetic? Is it something you inherit? Is it something you get, so to speak? How is it?
There's a genetic predisposition, and what might cause you to get MS is environmental triggers. I read early in my diagnosis that if you spend early years up to age 14 in a cold climate where you get very little sun, you're more likely to get MS because of the low levels of vitamin D. And there is less risk of getting MS closer if you live closer to the equator.
Is there also an age component? I've always heard that often it's diagnosed when people are in their 40s. I'm guessing it could be any age, but is there a more common age range?
20 to 40. I believe the younger you are when you are diagnosed, the more likely you are to have a more severe case of MS.
Okay. Let me see. And what are some of the things that people do? I mean, maybe you can share your experiences just to cope with these changes and difficulties. What do people do to cope with living with MS?
Well, I'm probably a poor example because I have so few symptoms. The neurologist who diagnosed me told me what to expect with benign MS, and she gave me information on medication, but she told me to just take that information and put it aside and not think about it. Go ahead and eat a healthy diet, live my life, and just not think about it. And I don't. I mean, those who have a more severe case of MS, I really just don't know how they cope.
Okay.
So, sometimes medication is used for depression and that sort of thing.
Okay, and I think someone might have tried to call, and if you failed to get through, give us a call again, 225-9655, 1-800-557-5723. And you are part of the MS support group. Can you tell us a bit about that group, what it does, and how people help each other through that?
Well, our group is new. We've only had 2 meetings. But basically it's a place where others who have MS can come and share their experiences, their disabilities, their fears, and their knowledge.
I'm sorry. I'm looking. The phone is ringing, but I believe there's someone out there answering. I'm just waiting. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Continue. That's why I'm sorry. I'm glancing at the phone just because I want to make sure someone is getting the phone.
So they would come to the meeting. We have them sign in. The meetings are confidential. And a couple of the questions that I usually hear are, is this confidential? And this is not a pity party, is it? No, it's not. Every one of us in the group has MS. And we just want people to be able to talk about how MS affects their lives. If they are shy and they don't want to talk or don't want to share information, that's perfectly fine.
And is this something that family members could come to, or is it just meant for people who themselves have MS?
Yes, we encourage family members, caretakers. Our last meeting, we had a lady who was attending on behalf of a friend of hers. And that's perfectly fine.
Okay, and can you let people know when these meetings are and where they're at?
Well, right now, we are having a meeting Saturday. The meetings are held at St. John's Episcopal Undercroft. But we are going to need to change that, and it will be at the IBW Union Hall.
Okay, so this Saturday, and is it from 2 to 4, is that correct?
2 to 4, 2 to 4.
Okay.
Yes.
And then when will it switch to the new location?
In April, for the April meeting.
Okay, and it's just a once a month, or is it
once
weekly?
Once a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's which Saturday?
Second Saturday of the month.
Okay, and then will it be at the same time at
yes.
the IBEW? Okay, just a new location.
Yes.
Okay, and apologies. We did not have anyone available to answer the phones, but we do now. So if you would like to call in, now is a perfect time. 225-9655, 1-800-557-5723. And again, we're talking about multiple sclerosis. And if you have some advice or you have a story to share that you would like to, you're welcome to give a call. Or if you have questions, again, 225-9655, 1-800-557-5723. Speaking with Beth this morning, and we're just talking about the meetings that are now the support group is out there. And I understand there used to be other groups, so this is like a restart of the MS support group?
Not really a restart. It's a new start.
Okay. All right. Also, just speaking about resources, if people want to find out more information, are there good resources available out there to get more information? Or even if, you know, you're kind of curious about, do I have the symptoms or whatever, where are places people go?
I would recommend the NationalMSSociety.org. It is the best place. There's a lot of misinformation on the Internet. Some people have gone to WebMD, which they found scared them.
They have their symptom checker where you put in all your your symptoms, and it can come up with quite a few things, I suppose.
Yes. And so I think the best place is the NationalMSSociety.org.
And that, and you mentioned, and I think that's a good point, of how there's a lot of misinformation out there on everything. Things are so instantly sent around, or people post so many different things. So it's hard oftentimes to find a reliable source. But you're just recommending the one site?
Yes.
And start there and go. So again, if you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 225-9655. 1-800-557-5723. I think I see some people on the line here. So we're going to start first with Paul. Hang on just a second. Okay. Paul, are you there?
Yes. I have a simple question. Does marijuana help? And I'll just take the answer off the line, okay?
Okay, thanks. Do people use marijuana, I guess, for the symptoms?
I have read that they do, yes.
Okay, simple as that.
Yes.
Yeah, and actually we were hoping to also have a physician here this morning, but that did not work out. But thank you, Beth, for being here and being on top of answers. But again, I don't know if you'll have all the answers, but you're doing a great job. Thanks. And so we have another caller, and I believe this is Dale. Dale, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, my sister and her husband have been professional beekeepers in California for about 50 years, and they've kind of sold most of their stuff, but they kept us one small part called apitherapy, and they send out about 100 little packages of maybe 25 bees every week to people all over the United States and I think Alaska, and apparently the bee sting of a honeybee relieves a lot of the symptoms for some people. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, great. I've heard that, too. I've heard that before. Thanks, Dale.
Okay. Yes, I have heard that. I have no experience with that, but I have heard that several times and read that, yes.
Yeah, and I've heard, I mean, some people are allergic to it, but yeah. Many people, I've heard it helps them. That's an interesting thought, though. Lots of things out there. Okay, we have a few more minutes left. If anyone would like to get a call in there, 225-9655. 1-800-557-5723. Else we'll be wrapping things up here in just a moment. So again, if you have thoughts about MS, or you yourself are experiencing them, or you've heard maybe some treatments, call in and let us know. Again, just a few minutes left here. 225-9655, 1-800-557-5723. And I guess, Beth, do you have, and again, you said your symptoms are very mild and well managed. Do you have, I guess, any advice for people out there who are suffering with MS? And perhaps, I think, you know, you do have this as an anonymous group, which I can certainly understand, but is there a stigma behind it where people are afraid maybe to let people know that they have this?
Yes, there is. There are still many people that don't know that I have MS. Through our groups, the last and first two meetings we've had, everyone voices that. Sometimes people might have in their mind what a person with MS should look like. And oftentimes we hear, well, you look great. You don't look like you have MS. I'm not sure how a person with MS is supposed to look. But yes, there is a stigma.
Okay, and again, the support group is out there to help people, to help family members, and that meets the second Saturday of the month. Right now, they're meeting at St. John's Episcopal Church for the next meeting. It's from 2 to 4, and then beginning in April, they will be meeting at the IBEW. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for being here. And again, March is Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month, and some good advice this morning. It's not going to prevent it, but think about your vitamin D and your B12 intake, because that can make a difference for a lot of health issues.